بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we are today is the last Friday of this month of Ramadan al-Kareem. The Friday has started from this Maghrib, so we are in Friday, and this is the last Friday of this Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this the best Ramadan yet for us, inshallah, and to grant us this in good health and iman, and with the tawfiq and ability to make the best of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this month, شَهْرُ الرَّمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. Allah said, this month, the month of Ramadan, is the one in which the Qur'an al-Kareem was revealed. I remind myself and you that the closest that we can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life is through His kalam, the Qur'an. We cannot see Allah, but we can read and listen to His word. The Qur'an is not a created thing, it is not a creature, it is not makhluk. It is the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalalu. And this is the closest that we can come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He sent this Qur'an al-Kareem to His messenger, to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تَوَارَكَ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. Allah said, all glory and magnificence is for the one who sent the criterion between good and evil, the criterion between haram and halal, the criterion between what is the right way and what is the wrong way. Ala abdi, to his slave, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through the sadaqah and fadila, and because we follow him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we get to receive the Qur'an, and we get to listen to the Qur'an, we get to read the Qur'an. And therefore, I remind myself and you to think of this. When you pick up the kitab, when you pick up the book to read, or when you are listening to the Qur'an, whether it is on an app, or whether it's like now here, may Allah bless our Shaykh in this Taraweeh, mashallah, and make the Qur'an firm in his heart, and illuminate his life with it, inshallah. And therefore, it's very important for us, first and foremost, to have the adab of the Qur'an. For example, you see people, they are reading the Qur'an, and then they just put it on the carpet next to their feet. This is very, very, very bad. This is extremely bad. Right? And the usual argumentative nature of people, may Allah protect us from ourselves. One day somebody tells me, where is it written that you should not put it on the carpet? I said, where is it written that you should not kick your father? So go kick your father. I mean, really, even the question, where is it written? Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made four directions. East, west, north, south, right? And then if you take the angles, you've got another four, eight directions. But when somebody wants to sit in the masjid and extend his feet, or to sleep in the masjid, extend his feet, he can find only one direction. And that is the direction of the Qibla. And because there is a shelf with the Qur'an and Musafs on them, then his feet are pointed directly at the Qur'an al-Kareem and at the Qibla. All the other directions, you know, he has a choice. He can point himself anywhere. No, he has to find this. Really, I mean, think about this. I mean, some shaur, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself. And you heard the ayat just now in Taraweeh, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ar-Rahman, allama al-Quran. Who is Ar-Rahman? The teacher of the Quran. He taught the Quran. Allah could have introduced himself many ways. And in the same surah, later he said many other things. But this one, Allama al-Quran. This is what we have. And therefore, it is very important for us to respond and react to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the mu'mineen are those. Allah is now giving a criterion. Here is a meter, here is a test. Check yourself. Are you a mu'min? Am I a mu'min? How do I know? Allah said, you know when the dhikr of Allah, when Allah is mentioned, what happens to your heart? Is your heart alive? Does your heart shiver with the glory and majesty of Allah? What is the meaning of Allah is mentioned? It means when you hear the name of Allah, when you hear the kalam of Allah, and then Allah said, when the ayat of Allah are recited before these people, their iman increases. Zadatum iman. And the consequence of a heart which is alive and responsive to the name of Allah, and which is responsive to the ayat of Allah, is that the person has tawakkul. Tawakkul is the fruit of taqwa. Tawakkul is the reward that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul is gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mihnat that we have, the effort we make is on getting taqwa. That is why this month came, that is why fasting came, to make us muttaqoon. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, in one time he recited the entire Surah Ar-Rahman before the Sahaba. Who are the Sahaba? Before I go to the story, who are these people? These people, this is the only generation for whom the asbabun nuzul of the Quran were their life experience. The circumstances of revelation. Right? We read Al-Waqidi and this one, that one. In the tafsir, we get the asbab al-nuzul, the circumstances of the revelation. This ayah was revealed in these conditions and this was happening. This was the challenge Allah answered. But for the sahaba, they knew. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is standing there and he is reciting ayat, there are people standing behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who relate to that on a personal basis. They said, yes, I was here. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is not the qawl of a kahin, this is not the speech of a magician, not a speech of a soothsayer. Umar ibn al-Khattab radhiyallahu anhu standing there and remembering, I was standing behind I had inserted myself behind the ghilaf, behind the kiswa of the Kaaba, and I wanted to frighten Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was praying, and as I was about to say something, he recited this ayah. And he said, iman entered my heart at that time. Before he became Muslim. Imagine Umar ibn al-Khattab is listening to Zahir. Say, Wallah, this came for me. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reciting the ayat relating to the battle of Hunain in Surah Tawbah, there are many Sahaba who remember that day. Yes, I was there. Yes, I was there. When Allah said, you turned around and ran, yes, I was one of those who ran. Or I was one of those who stood there and said that only the sea can stop them. Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu said, only the sea can stop them. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, this is the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then we sent down Sakina. And then we sent down Junood lam tarawha, with armies and forces they could not see. And you had Al-Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu. You had Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu. And others who remembered that, they said, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We stood firm. He said, call the Ansar. We called the Ansar. He said, call the people of the tree. We called the people of the tree, Baitul Ridwan. And they came and we collected around them with Nabi alayhi salam sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maybe 100 something people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent something from the sky which came down. a black mass which looked like ants, and they spread, and we don't know what that was, but it turned the battle. The Hawazim and the Banu Thaqif, 20,000 of them turned and ran. The Sahaba were there. They remembered that. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam someday would recite, La ilaha illallah. Someday he would recite in the salah. وَقَالَ لِسَاهِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَانَ. And there was only one in that entire gathering, only one, who would say, this came for me. Who was that? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. Said, this came for me. Many years later, in his Khilafah, when he was Khalifa, when they had the battles of the Ridda, the apostasy battles, and everyone was terrified, what will happen to Medina, everything will collapse. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has just passed away a few weeks ago, and looks like the whole game is over. Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu is absolutely calm. Absolutely calm. Somebody asked him, he said, you asked Amir Mumin. No, they used to call him Khalifat Rasulullah. Amir Mumin was from Umar bin al-Khattab radhiyallahu anhu. So he said, Ya Khalifat Rasulullah, you are not worried? There's no stress, there's nothing on your face. He said, from the day Allah revealed, La tahzanin Allah ma'ana. He said, worry has gone from my heart. I'm not worried about anything. Inna Allah. These Sahaba were sitting and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited Surah Ar-Rahman. The full surah. Imagine, put yourself in that situation. This is the one reciting, is the one to whom the surah was revealed. And the people who he is reciting to, as I mentioned to you, are people for whom this was so real because they were in that. They were witness to that. He recited the whole surah. The Sahaba listened. When he finished, he said, are you not going to say anything? They said, Ya Rasulullah, what can we say? Allah has blessed us. We hear the kalam of Allah in your voice. We saw the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What is better than this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, No, this is not what I'm asking. He said, when I recited this surah to the jinn, every time I said, Fabi ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadhiban, they replied, La bi shayyin min ni'mati rabbina nukadhibu. La bi shayyin min ni'mati rabbina nukadhibu. Oh Allah, we do not deny any of your blessings that you have sent us. And Allah said, Fabi ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadhiban. Which of my blessings are the two of you going to? Two meaning the jinn and the ins. Which of my blessings are you going to deny? Every time they said, they responded, no, we are not denying anything. Ya Allah, we are grateful to you. Ya Allah, we do not deny. Huh? My brothers and sisters, this is the greatest resource, the greatest wealth we have. I want to end with a beautiful story. Written by Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi alayh. Imam Al-Awza'i was one of the great Imams of the Sharia, of the Zahiri Mazhab. And some of his fatwa and so on are in the books of fatwa today of different Mazahib. Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi alayh said, I was going for Hajj, we were in this caravan. And in one place, we got attacked by highway robbers, by bandits. Yeah, and obviously there was great confusion and screaming and this and that, and people were, you know, getting injured and beaten up and whatnot. And he said, suddenly in all of that confusion, I found the head of the tribe, head of that gang, standing in front of me, naked sword in his hand. And he says to me, who are you? So Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi, this is the great sheikh, this is the great mufti of the time. He is a imam, he is not imam like we have in America, everybody is an imam. You're talking about the actual a'imma of this deen. So this man is asking, who are you? Imam Awza'i said, I teach children Quran. He says, I teach children Quran. So the man says, Now this guy is also Muslim. May Allah help us. He said, you are a teacher of Quran. He said, yes. So recite some Quran for me. Recite some Quran for me. So Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi alayhi recites only one ayah of Surah Az-Zariyat. One small ayah. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ On the heavens is your risk, is your sustenance and whatever you wish. Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi alayhi says, the man started shivering. Then the sword fell from his hand. And he said, this is the word of Allah? Al-Awza'i said, yes. He said, my risk, my sustenance is in the heavens? He said, yes. He said, then why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Why am I committing haram? Why am I looting people? Al-Awza'i said, I didn't say anything. I kept quiet. He said, then the man picked up his sword. He called his people. He said, come here. They came. He said, I have understood that our risk is in the heavens. So we will ask Allah. We don't have to trouble these people. Whatever you took, give it back. So they returned everything. And the man said, if you want to continue, do this, I am leaving this. They said, no, you are our sheikh, you are our leader, whatever you do, we do. They all made tawbah, they all made tawbah on the hand of Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi alayhi. And they left. Now Imam Awza'i says, we were very happy, obviously, we got all our things back and everything else. We continued, we finished Hajj. And he said, after that one day, I was making tawaf early morning, after Salatul Fajr, I was making tawaf of the Kaaba. And I hear somebody weeping, and Imam Awza'i says, that man, that person was weeping so pathetically that it was like as if a woman, her baby was taken from her arms and the throat was slit and it given back to the woman. If that happens, right? The woman is taken out from the arms of the mother and killed, and she is carrying the body of the child. How will she cry? This way, I heard this person crying. He said, I went to see. Who was it? It was this robber, this leader of the robbers. And he was making istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making tawbah. He is weeping. Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi said, I tapped him on his shoulder, he looked at me. And he said, I recited the next ayah. He recited for him, which ayah? وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ And the next ayah is what?
فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْتِقُونَ
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, by the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, this is true. What is true? وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ This is true. By the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, this is true. And Allah gave an example. Allah said, this is as true as you talk to another. This is so real. Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullah, he says, the man looks at me and he says, Allah took an oath. He said, Allah took an oath for me to convince me. He said, why does my Rabb have to take an oath to convince me? He says, I am nothing. My Rabb's word is enough for me. Why does my Rabb have to say, "Wa Rabbi samawati wal ard"? Why does he have to say that? Allah took an oath for me. Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullah says, the man was not, his perception was not clouded by the appearance of knowledge. He says, our biggest hijab is, we think we have knowledge. So this man was pure. He said, this is my Rabb talking to me, Allah is talking to me, khalas. Allah is talking to me. My question to myself and you is, Allah is talking to us. What is our response? When you are worried, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu alamu bi'adaikum. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your enemies, don't worry. Allah knows your enemies. And Allah is enough for you as a protector. Allah is enough for you as a helper. What does it do to us? Does it calm us? You are trying to give some sadaqah. And you are holding back. And you are thinking, oh, should I give, should I not give? And Allah says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You can never reach that level of piety, that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until you spend in His path that which you love the most. We have incidents of the Sahaba, what they did, I don't want to take more of your time. We have incidents of the Sahaba, what they did when these ayat were revealed, individuals. Same kalam. Same Rabb, same Nabi. We have changed. I remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, take advantage of this month. Take advantage of this coming together to listen to the Quran, to pray Taraweeh and Qiyam. Take advantage of this and let us open our hearts, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His noor and with His light and guidance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.